A former Big Four partner lifts the lid on global accounting firms. The Big Four are partnerships, meaning that they are owned by the senior managers, the partners. The remuneration received by the partners is eye-wateringly high, often millions of pounds, with early retirement and huge pensions the norm. While fabulous rewards are available to the partners, the way the firms function is to ruthlessly drive junior staff to make huge personal sacrifices, working extremely long hours, making personal life almost non-existent. This business model is sustained because of the glittering prize, partnership, for those juniors who do not fall by the wayside, and there are many casualties. It creates a cutthroat competitiveness among staff. These firms have regularly been exposed in scandals. Most recently, KPMG has been disgraced in South Africa through its ties with the Gupta family business, and, in the US, three partners have been charged with fraud relating to audits. KPMG are not alone, and the list of scandals is long and shocking. The vast majority of major corporations globally employ one of the Big Four as auditors and another as tax or business advisors. These roles rotate over time, but the near monopoly and the scandals have been a constant. Worse, city-led corporate governance reviews, usually advised by the Big Four, reinforce the city's rules requiring businesses to employ these auditors and advisors. It is a well-oiled machine for extracting money that should be used to provide services and investment in the real economy. The parasitic self-serving business and financial services sector provides an example of the waste of resources under capitalism. Some of the best technical brains are hired by these firms, for example at graduate recruitment fairs. However, their talents are often wasted as they are directed towards projects and activities that maximize profits, rather than serve the needs of society.